Gets win number six tonight, knocking off Kentucky 31-24. Our Geico co-players of the game, DJ Moore, cornerback, receiver, return man extraordinaire, three receptions for 51 yards, couple touchdowns, couple interceptions to seal the thing up. And also Chris Nixon, 20 carries for 118 yards, 15 of 27 passing for 155 and three scores tonight. Senior out of Brundage, Alabama, and boy, it has got to feel awfully sweet for you.
It does, man. It was great to be out there. I mean, the guys just responded so tremendously, and you know, we had a little bit of adversity there, and it just showed the character of our team again. And you know, being down on a four game losing streak, and guys just wanted to come out and get a win, and there was no denying us tonight.
Early in the game, you found DJ twice for touchdowns. Jump ahead 14-0, and it was good to see this team take the lead in the first quarter and, you know, really kind of get things off to a good start. That was really a tone setter for tonight's game.
Absolutely. We wanted to come out and be the aggressors tonight and hit them hard and hit them quick and continue to pound them. And I think that's what we continue to do. Our coaching staff did a great job offensively, you know, just allowing us to putting us in situations to make great plays. And, you know, DJ made some tremendous catches for us and got us up early. So it was a good advantage for us.
Got to be fun having that guy on your side of the football, and it looked like kind of the same play on both touchdown receptions.
No, it was actually a different play, but, you know, it was basically a go route, and he's tremendous coming off the ball and making something happen for us. And you know, we haven't really put him in that situation yet this year, and we did, and he showed tremendous effort and did a great job catching the ball.
Jared Hawkins had a nice night running the football. You did as well. What went right in the run game?
Our line was just opening up holes for us, you know, and, you know, Kentucky played a lot of man, and it's kind of hard to contain, you know, when you got locked up on our receivers. And, you know, and I think Jayhawk just did a tremendous job in being strong and getting upfield. And, you know, I just did whatever I just played the way I played football. And it was just fun. And we were just having a great opportunity for us to just continue to play, just go out there and play great football. And it was fun.
It seemed like second half Kentucky made a comeback. And, you know, there are a lot of things that happened. Penalties, the personal foul where you were hit on the sideline. And just a lot of things went back and forth and changed the ball game as he went along.
Yeah, it was a lot of adversity for both teams, you know, and some of it was quite sickening. I think we maybe had like four holding penalties, which I think is outrageous. But, you know, we had some big plays, and it was stopping us on some big drives, some key drives, just silly mistakes like that. And I really don't know if they were truly mistakes, but got to give the officials credit for what they do. you know, I think, you know, Kentucky, it was killing themselves, stabbing themselves in the foot as well. And, you know, we were just fortunate. We were very fortunate to be able to make enough plays to stay on top of the game.
DJ made the big interception at the end to give you guys the football with a little over 2 minutes to go. You got the one first down you needed to put in the books.
Absolutely. I just told the guys to just stick your nose in the dirt and pound for two plays, and we'll go home with a victory. And they said, we'll do it. Let's go. And it was fun.
It has to be a special feeling for you as a senior to be part of the group that got the sixth win. And I know you want to get a couple more before the regular season is over with. But for you and this group of seniors, this has to be pretty special.
Absolutely. I think I tried to walk up to Joy Smith after the game and told him, you know, this was for you, man. We've been here through the grind, through the whole progression of this organization, you know, from the top to the bottom. From the bottom to the top. And, you know, it's just been a tremendous, tremendous effort by our coaching staff over the last 7 years to finally get this team to a place to where we can be winners. And, you know, and I credit them fully for the development of this organization. And I credit our players for their great ability and effort tonight.
Chris, he made a lot of people happy tonight, Commodore fans all around the country. So congratulations. Go enjoy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Chris Nixon, one of our Geico players of the game, senior out of Brundage, Alabama. We'll give you his numbers again. 20 carries for 118 yards, 15 of 27 passing for 155 and three scores on the night. Two of the touchdown passes were to this man, our other Geico player of the game, DJ Moore, junior out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Congratulations, first of all. Just a huge win and a huge moment for this team.
Yes, sir. It was a huge moment for everybody that's been a part of the team, and we've been waiting for it or whatever, and we've been 5-0. We're trying to get six wins for forever, it seems. So, yeah, to have it right now, it just feel good.
It has to be good for you, your first couple receptions of your career, both touchdowns.
I've been trying to get Timmy to throw the ball to me, but, I mean, I don't know. It feels good, though.
Take us through those two scoring plays early in the game.
It was, I think I was in the slot, so most of the time I'd be on the DB, the third DB or whatever. So I know they're in man-to-man, so it's real hard to play man-to-man. So it's just, I don't know. That was a good throw, good catch.
And then two picks by you. One of them set up a score, and then the other one at the end of the ball game to really essentially wrap things up with one more first down. And then that had to be a great feeling to get that interception on the fourth down play.
Oh, yeah, well, just really coaching because they told us, you know what I'm saying, what play they was about to run. Like, even on the first one, they say whenever they do something, they're going to throw a hit. So, I mean, I watching film or whatever, coach tell you to do something, I guess you got to do it, yeah.
There were a couple times during timeouts there late in the game where the entire team came off the sideline to be part of the huddle around Coach Johnson. Really more of a motivational talk than a strategy session right there?
Yeah, it was more motivation. Like the offense would come and support the defense, and defense would come and support the offense. So he wanted everybody to get riled up. So, I mean, I guess it worked.
Well, DJ, congratulations. Great game by you tonight. And go enjoy it. Sixth win. And as I told Chris, you guys made a lot of people happy tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's DJ Moore, one of our Geico players of the game, along with Chris Nix. Again, DJ's numbers tonight, 3 receptions for 51 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. And by the way, those are career interceptions number 12 and 13 for the junior from Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's it from the Vanderbilt locker room here at Commonwealth Stadium. Win number 6 tonight for the Commodores as they knock off Kentucky 31-24. We'll have more of the Coca-Cola postgame report right after this.